A good evening and welcome. It is time once again for Radio Triple R, Ritmo y Resistencia de la Raza. I will be your host for this evening. My name is Mr. Garza, and I am here to tell you that you are listening to WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM. I will also let you know that WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. I will further inform you that views expressed are those of the speakers and are not intended to represent WRFU, UCIMC, or the Urbana Socialist Forum. I am privileged to have with me this evening Dr. Mugiko Nishikawa, a professor of sociology or anthropology?
Anthropology.
Anthropology. But you work in the Department of Sociology, right?
Yes.
That's very
You're right.
Very strange. anyway, she's here from Japan. She came into town for the Grassroots Radio Conference 2012, and we presented together on the future of media.
Yes.
You could call it that. And I thought that since this was a topic that is about, well, we'll explain a little bit about it as we go along, and you will understand how I think that this is important to immigrant people who are moving around from state to state, from country to country, and well, I just think it's something that, since we talk a lot about immigration on this program, we talk a great deal about immigration on this program and the problems associated with it and the problems that immigrants have in this country in particular, I thought this might be interesting to you. So this is something we just spoke about at the conference. Would you like to explain a little bit about the topic, what it was called and what... what we spoke about?
About the conference, about the session?
About our session at the conference.
We have a session with Tom and me. The title is Radio Space, using community FM to link individuals in an expanding world, locally and globally.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we were presenting about. And our point was, if I can state it succinctly, is that more and more people join what I guess you might call the digital revolution. They get cell phones, they get on online, they join, use social media, and they connect with each other in all sorts of ways. The concept of community changes for them. They think about that term in a different way. Whereas once upon a time, your community was the people you lived near and that you also depended upon for your livelihood. You probably worked for another member of the community, or you worked alongside other members of the community. You shopped in stores owned by members of your community. So the concerns of that small geographical space that you lived in, your town or your city, were very important to you because that was your world. And yeah, maybe you traveled occasionally, you'd send a letter to somebody far away, but your immediate concerns and the people that you spent the most time interacting with were people that you lived near. But that, for many people, that's no longer the case. Community now tends to be more a shared interest, a group that shares interests, that shares perhaps a culture, a way of life, a way of looking at the world, a way of thinking about things. And those people can live anywhere, anywhere in the world, anywhere that they have access to the internet and to cell phones. You and your friends can keep in touch and stay involved with one another. And so the idea of community is a little different than it used to be.
Yeah, I think so. It means local community changed,
mm-hmm.
but more people connect beyond the countries, and beyond the states, beyond the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes travel from Japan to all over the world.
Yeah.
But email from my office always come with me.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen you do work.
Yeah.
Work for your university while you're here in the U.S. And well, would you talk a little bit about your radio show, which is also here on WRFU? It's on Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m., in case you're interested in it, and how that came about, because this is very much a part of what we discussed in our presentation.
Yeah. Our show means Tom also support our show. That name is Harukana Show. Harukana Show means, Harukana means far away. It means our show is a Japanese show. But here means Urbana-Champaign. There are not so many Japanese people, mm-hmm. or not so many Japanese speakers, but we can connect all over the world via internet, especially in the Skype. For example, I usually stayed in Japan, so I am host of the Harukana Show, and every Friday it means in Japan that the Saturday morning.
Early morning. Yes, very early.
Early morning, Saturday morning. I make the show from Japan, and the co-host who live in Urbana-Champaign, we talked with via Skype. We have a radio talk show through Skype, but from WRFU. The topics is different kinds of, but anyway, the guests sometimes come to Urbana-Champaign or Chicago or Japan, any place, Tokyo, Kyoto, mm-hmm. Kobe. They can come through the internet. The studio is WRFU is located in the Urbana-Champaign.
Yeah,
but our show, we connect many people all over the world like that.
I was going to say for the listener who isn't maybe as tech savvy as some people, what we're talking about, you mentioned Skype earlier, mm-hmm. and for people who don't know what Skype is, it is a computer program that allows users anywhere in the world who also have that same program to connect either through audio so they can speak to each other. You can do text or email with that. Or you can do video. You can see each other in real time and speak to each other online. And so it's a powerful tool. There are any number of different programs that do that. But I think Skype is probably one of the more maybe universally popular ones. It was one of the earlier programs that dedicated itself just to that. A lot of things like Gmail, for example, has a little thing called GChat, which you can use. It's similar to Skype, but it's sort of like a stripped-down version. A lot of other programs have sort of ancillary add-on features that allow you to do that same sort of thing. But Skype is a dedicated program to do that. And it even allows, I think, if I'm correct, you can call someone on the telephone from your computer. Mm-hmm. And so you can place phone calls from your computer. It's like a very powerful communications tool. This is not an advertisement for Skype, by the way. I'm just explaining what that is in case you're sitting there going, I've never heard of this Skype. I don't even know what that is. Because we're using it like a noun and a verb at the same time here.
And international call telephone is very expensive.
Yes, yeah.
But some program is free.
Yeah, Skype, you can use it for free. You can also pay a fee for it. Mm-hmm. But many of these programs are free, and you can connect for free. And it's a very easy and cheap way to talk to people around the world. Anyway, so I guess this brings us around to my point, about immigrant problems. One of the problems of emigrating, let's see, emigration is when you leave, right? Mm. And immigration is when you come, I think.
You think?
I think to emigrate is to go away, and to immigrate is to come. Anyway, I'm not sure. Maybe someone can call and tell me if I'm right about that. but anyway, my point was that one of the problems when you leave your country and go away is you are taken out of your usual group of friends and support network and everything, and you're going someplace far away, and you're just out in the middle of a very strange place, a place that's very strange to you anyway. And And so keeping in touch with that network of friends is very important. It's a very important tool for easing that sense of loneliness. I mean, I can only imagine what it must have been like 100 years ago or something to go to another country, because you're just, there you are, you know, and you wanted to talk to somebody at home, you could write them a letter and you could hope that it got there somehow through all the many possible ways it could get lost along the way. It could probably take a year or more to even send a letter to somebody back home. So that was a pretty brave act.
Yeah, not 100 years ago, just 20 and 30 years ago.
Well, you could,
we cannot use the internet.
That's true. Mm, well, you can make a phone call, though, I suppose. Although I imagine that was even more expensive than it is now. But yeah, anyway, my point is that I think the idea of community and people using whatever tools they have access to in order to maintain their communities and expand their communities is really important. And that's one reason why you started this show in particular, was, I think, to demonstrate how one could do that. Just like here's a way to take something as fairly ordinary as community radio, which is what we're on right now, which has a very limited range. I think, what is it, 10 miles or something like that? That we
6 miles?
Six? It's more like six? I don't even know. It's a very
5 miles. Like
1 mile? 20 feet? I don't know. But we have a fairly short radius around us that we can reach with this radio station. So you would think just initially that it would be a very poor choice for someone from another country to say, hey, I've got an idea. I'm going to go to this radio station and connect to my community back home. But through just a clever use of technology, we've managed to do that. And now you have regular co-hosts in Japan and here in the U.S., and guests from either or both who come on, and it's very successful. And the topics that you choose are things that would equally be of interest to, say, a person in Japan who is interested in American culture and a person in America who's interested in Japanese culture. So it's not just one or the other. It's a combination of both. And I think that exemplifies what we're talking about here in terms of community being a broader thing than just people that you live near, because these are people that live on opposite sides of the world, but they can each tune into this show, for example, and find something of interest for themselves and feel that they're at home with the other guests. Like, these are people I know, I can relate to. And
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Especially younger people. They share the same culture. And I cannot say same, but similar culture.
Similar culture, yeah.
For example, they are interested in Japanese anime. And, for example, J-pop, Japanese pop. The student from Illinois University. Sometimes they are very fan of the some Japanese J-pop, and also the student from Japan, they also interested the same younger musician, so they can talk the same topics about the music or the same anime like that. But the difficulty is that the radio show just on air in the local area,
right?
So from Japan, the people cannot listen the radio in live, but we use the website and upload the podcast. Podcast means we record the show, talk show, and edit and upload to the website. Then the people can access to the website all over the world, of course, from Japan. So they can listen the talk, not only for local people, but also the any press who live in there. So
yes, and in fact, I think one of the things that we did is we uploaded a video of the show to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Boy, we're throwing out all sorts of different terms. Okay, podcast. Let's clarify that a little bit. Yes, podcast is something that's uploaded to a website, but it is uploaded in a format that is easily downloadable by programs that listen to podcasts. So podcasting is sort of like a delayed reaction broadcast. Mm-hmm. And it's a little difficult to explain, but if you've ever seen like iTunes or something like that, they have a section on podcasts. And what you can do with that is you use that program to, you select your podcast and you say, I want this. And then whenever a new one comes out, it automatically downloads to your computer. And then you listen to it whenever you feel like it. So it's not like going to a website and saying, and clicking on a link and bringing that link to your computer. It's something that can be done automatically with podcasting software. And there are a lot of different programs. iTunes is the one that I'm the most familiar with. But there are a number of programs that do collect podcast for you, so you don't have to know all the addresses of all the different things. You don't have to know where to go find them. The program goes to find them, and then it just brings them to you. So that's one thing. And then YouTube, as long as I'm explaining technology, YouTube is a website. I'm assuming that most people that listen to this show know this stuff, but I think there are probably a few people who are just like, who maybe have heard it before, and no one ever explained it because we all take it for granted that we all know what it is. Anyway, YouTube is a website like any other website, only what it is a collection or an aggregator, I guess you might say, of video clips. So they're about everything. There's every possible. There's music on there. There's comedy. There are people, funny animal things where people will go out and shoot their dog. Today we were watching, we were in my backyard before we came here, and my dog apparently, as far, the only thing I can understand is he must have been cooling himself off because he went and stood with his front paws in his water dish. And he just stood there. His water is like black. It looks like mud, and it is mud because he keeps doing this. But apparently, like, that's how he stays cool. He'll drink some of it and then he'll stand in it for a while. Anyway, so I mean, that's something like, if I'd had a video camera, I could have taken a video of that and then put it on YouTube, and people all over the world would be, you know, looking up funny dog things, and they would find that video, and they could watch my dog standing in the water. There's all sorts of things on YouTube. It's a very comprehensive collection of video material. Anyway, so we have a video of the radio show on YouTube, and a student, I believe, from China. Is that correct? Or a Chinese student in Japan? I can't remember. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the video and sent us a letter about about seeing the video as a comment about the video. So that is just a way that connections are made globally through the use of technology without any cost. None of this cost anything. It was all free. It's all available to anyone who has basically a computer and access to the internet. And you can get a computer, I think, $200-$300, a cheap computer, and you can get access to the internet for, in fact, if you go to places like the library, you can get on for free. It is something, it's a potent tool to be used in any number of ways by people who just have the will and the interest to do so.